Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The excess and surplus insurance market is evolving, and understanding the trends driving the sector has never been more critical as the E&S insurance market grows amid evolving risks and challenges. It's the subject of a new report from Exceedance. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Sachin Kulkarni. He's an executive vice president at Exceedance and the author of that report. Sachin, welcome. It's so wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you for having me, and look forward to this conversation.
Sachin, there are five trends that you say will drive the future of E&S, and I'll ask you to give us a bit of detail about each of them. Let's start with automation. What are you seeing in that area?
Sure. And I think before I jump into automation, right, I think one thing about the surplus line, E&S lines, is that it's been in the market since almost 1890, right, when New York enacted the first surplus lines tax law. So if you look at how the industry has evolved and how technology is evolved and how things have progressed, we are at a point today where so many new features and new technologies are coming out which can help the E&S line. So one of them is absolutely, and I think we can break it down in multiple days, but at least let's talk about the automation aspect of it, right? Where as new products and newer solutions, technology solutions come out, it helps improve the day-to-day work that an underwriter, for example, does, right? And underwriters who are playing a key role in assessing the risks and accepting the risks that come on the book, anything that can be done to simplify their day-to-day role would be of great advantage. So the first one, I think, is the automation that's coming in. And given that insurance in general has a lot of volume of data to be processed, a lot of data to be crunched, numbers to be gone through and moved around from one system to the second system to the third system and set up a collaboration to happen, I think that is where automation starts to come in. And it kind of helps free up the underwriter to focus on more strategic activities rather than just some of the manual number crunching and data analysis and all those. So I think that is one of the first impacts that is starting to happen in the E&S market through automation.
Closely tied to that is tech innovation. Can you tell us more about that and how it will drive the future of E&S?
Absolutely. And I think I claim to come from a technology background, so this is always very passionate to talk about technology for me. And I think over the years, when I started working first, I used to do a lot of work in data. And at that time, data was very structured, for lack of a better term, right? Everything was in Excel sheets, rows and columns, everything was working fine. Today, and over the last few years, I think the volume, variety, and velocity of data has changed so much that data is coming in multiple forms. Data is coming from various third-party sources. Data has to be ingested from not only from those in the insurance value chain, but also from third-party data providers. So as all this is happening, what's becoming more and more critical is everything can't be done manually. It's just far too much for the insurance professional to do that. And that is where technology is coming in. And closely tied, I think, and technology can be a broad term, right? Under technology, automation falls. I think we'll be hopefully talking about Gen AI, which is the next element that's coming in. So all of these start to come in together, and this is where technology is now starting to drive innovation, right? I mean, if I look at some of the E&S carriers in the market, like Ryan Specialty and Kinsale, many years back, I won't say many years back, but a few years back, they thought about this technology innovation, have kind of gone and invested in systems and platform that helps them perform things so much more simpler and a better manner. And we kind of look at some key things that are coming, right? There is a broad row data processing. There is electronic submission analysis that's coming into play. The digitization of a submission, where in some of the places where we at Exceedance are working with some of our client partners are, how can we come up with what's the ideal submission? So when that submission comes in, you know, it can kind of quickly go through almost as close to a straight through processing in insurance that it could be. So And I think this is something that we continue to evolve. It will continue to bring tremendous benefits. And I think it's an exciting time to be in this industry where this is simplifying so much of the manual work that one had to do a few years back.
Well, the report also says reinsurance drives analysis. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that means?
So I mean, I think the market knows what insurance and reinsurance players are, right? I mean, at the end of it, it's whereas the E&S insurance companies are taking on the risk, they also have to make sure they have capacity coming. And that's where the reinsurers come into play, who are a key player in this ecosystem. And I think what's happening is for reinsurers also is they need, while they also collect their own data, while they also have their own assessment of information, they are starting to drive a lot more analysis being done by the insurers themselves. They are seeking a lot more information to come up front so they can take that and analyze things better. And also then improve as to how the various product offerings of the reinsurers can help support the E&S carriers in taking to the market. So the combination of this data, the historical information, and the fact that as new products are being looked at by E&S carriers, the reinsurance companies also can benefit and gain from this, what should we call it, the co-mingling of data coming from various sources. And I think all of this will only help in addressing some of the risks that E&S carriers look to cover. I mean, drones, variables, technology variables that we have today. All of that would not have been possible without any E&S carrier, and it wouldn't have been possible without a reinsurer who was able to build this data together and kind of price a solution which was attractive both for the reinsurer, the E&S carrier, and as well as taking it to the market.
Next, we have the insurance bundling effect. Can you tell us more about that?
I think bundling, I think, has existed in many shapes and form, right? I mean, there were times when you were buying products, you would go get a microwave from a Target or a store. And at that point, they would offer a warranty, an extended warranty on the product. So there was always that bundling concept that existed. I think today we are getting more and more sophisticated with data that's there and the different kind of purchases or the different kind of risks that are happening. One can kind of bundle solutions at the time of it. I mean, I'm just talking or thinking out loud here. At the time of maybe renting a car and traveling from a hurricane-prone state, or at least where hurricanes have been forecasted, there could be a cat insurance that you may just take for that one particular trip, whereas previously that may not have happened. So this is kind of leading into embedded insurance products. And that is something that the E&S insurers are starting to look at very closely and diligently kind of trying to see where can such products be bundled for the client. So it's not like they have to keep going back and forth to the carriers to kind of get a product or get a coverage. It's there at the point of sale. Let's kind of do it together and move it forward.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Finally, insurance becomes a talent destination, something the industry has struggled with for years. What are you seeing there today and in the coming years for the market?
See, that's one of the things that's, I've been in this industry now, what I guess, let me date myself, about like 25, 26 years. And like many of my peers, I landed up in insurance by mistake. I don't think I ever finished my undergrad saying that, hey, I want to work in insurance. I was thinking maybe I'll work in financial services, maybe I'll work in manufacturing, supply chain. Never thought I would be in insurance, right? And suddenly today, whether IPA on a personal basis or within exceedance as we kind of work with colleges and universities, we're starting to see that there is a lot more interest in insurance as a career. And I think whether you have math graduates or whether you're computer graduates, as they come out of colleges, they are looking at insurance. And yes, it still is a talent shortage, but there is a bit more awareness about that insurance could be a good enough career also, because there are so many elements of technology, elements of mathematics, science that can be applied, and which will only help the talented professionals coming into the industry or coming into the market to succeed. And within exceedance also, I think one thing that we look to do is create that ecosystem within our organization for young graduates coming out in any of our locations, whether it be India, Poland, the US, the UK, or Australia, where we get the talent in and kind of educate them on the fact that, you know, there's a lot that insurance does to bring value to the society. It's just not something that you get a policy just to, in case something damages your home or auto. There are companies like ENS because of whom innovation is happening. We would not have drones without an ENS carrier. We won't have a Tesla or a Rivian or self-driving cars without ENS carriers. And I think that's starting to attract talent to insurance.
So Chin, what should ENS insurers be taking away from this report?
I hope they are as excited as I guess we are at Exceedance about the ENS market. It's a good time to be in ENS. When I say good, it's an interesting and a challenging time to be in insurance, right? Because the risks are changing. The elements of weather make risks and catastrophes that much more intense. Innovation is happening very quickly. I mean, the Moore's law, where the chips will go faster and faster, are happening, and it is just kind of creating a structure where ENS carriers need to just start looking at having a pragmatic and a very thoughtful approach on what tomorrow will bring, because while there's technology, while there is Gen AI, which is coming in, all of these need to be brought into the internal ecosystem with some thought and care, right? We recently, working with a client, did a Gen AI implementation where we help the underwriters manage the submissions coming in a much quicker manner. So it's a solution that has come in. It's a solution that is benefiting our client. But it was a thought-out process. It was not something that they just jumped on it. It had a proper evaluation that went through for about 6-7 months. And now that it's been adopted, there is enough interest in kind of expanding it for bringing in new features and new enhancements. So I think keeping these threads in one's mind, I think the ENS carriers can start to look at future with a lot more confidence to being able to handle what tomorrow may bring.
So Chin, it's been a pleasure. This has been so interesting and so informative. And I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. I enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully the AM Best readers and listeners find it informative.
That was Sachin Kulkarni, an executive vice president at Exceedance and the author of the report. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.